The following presentation is brought to you by Rant Entertainment Media. For the entertainment you love and the opinions and history you crave, visit rantemradio.com. The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network. Entertain you. Every week, The Shining Wizards is brought to you free of charge, and we thank you for listening. But if you'd like to help support the show in other ways, here's a few things that you can do to help. Go to iTunes and Stitcher and leave us a review. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and shop the way you usually do. It won't cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy some of our merchandise, visit prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards or shiningwizards.com/merch and purchase one of our t-shirts or some of our other great stuff. Follow us on Twitter at Wizards Podcast. Become our friend on Facebook at Shining Wizards. Check out our Instagram photos at Wizards Podcast. And for all our videos, visit youtube.com/theshiningwizards. The Shining Wizards is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Audio Boom, TuneIn, The Shining Wizards Network, ShiningWizards.com, and Tuesdays live at 7 p.m. East on SWLive.net and RantEMRadio.com. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
Hey, this is Zebra Kid Joey Janela, and you're listening to The Shining Wizards Podcast. Woo! Baby, yeah.
I have a small dick.
The fuck are you talking about?
Welcome, guys. Welcome to a special bonus, a bonus show here. It's a post-game show of NXT TakeOver Brooklyn. And, I mean, if you watched the show, if the only word is wow. And going into doing this show, I had no clue, like, what I was going to talk about. I thought it was going to be more of a state of the NXT. I was going to go into the show saying, well, I don't think it's as popular as it was. I think they've been in a lull and a funk. But, like, I am blown away by tonight's show. And if you were not blown away by TakeOver, get your eyes checked, get your ears checked, get your brain checked, get everything checked, because this was, without a doubt, the most fun show that I've watched from start to finish in as long as I can remember. Like, I am, like, still, like, the hair on my arms is still raised to the point where I cannot believe what I saw tonight. And just when I thought that I had the lead to the show, when I had what I was going to start off with to the show, something else happened. And now I have nowhere, I don't know where to begin. And that's how flabbergasted I am. That's how ridiculously great and entertaining this show was. And Dave Scherer put it perfectly. Kudos to WWE. Kudos to Triple H. And this is a direct quote from Dave Scherer's Twitter, from Facebook. This is what makes you a mark again. And I really thought I was going to come in. I knew the show was going to be good. But I was going to start off with, like, I had the whole, like, monologue, like the Mike Francesa monologue in my head, where I was going to be like, well, you know, NXT has been in a lull. I don't think the Drew McIntyre push has been going that great. A lot of my predictions were wrong, and it's just, like, my mind is still scrambled. You know what, I'm going to have to open a beer for this, because this was just a night that, listen, main roster, you, to the Cenas, to the Ortons, you know, to the Baron Corbins, to the Brock Lesnars, to the Samoa Joes, boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, to the Sashas, you have your work cut out for you to top this show. It's I haven't even mentioned one thing about the show yet. I haven't even mentioned one match or one person or one story out of the show, because everything was so good, and every time something happened, I thought I was gonna leave with that. But then something better happened, and something shocking happened, and then another match was fantastically entertaining. So this is, I mean, obviously, that's I guess, you know what, it's better now than I just ramble on again, because, wow, big news. The big news, obviously. Adam Cole. Bobby Fish. Kyle O'Reilly. Well, I mean, see, that's the thing. What's the bigger news? Drew McIntyre beating Bobby Roode? Or Kyle O'Reilly, Bobby Fish, and Adam Cole showing up? I mean, we kind of knew it, but it didn't take away from the moment. It didn't take away from what was just an absolutely great match. And let me tell you something right now. Bobby Roode and Drew McIntyre had a lot to follow. A lot to follow. And am I shocked that they delivered? No, but yeah. Because Asuka and Ember Moon had a 5+6-7 star match. That was probably one of the most enjoyable matches I've watched. Not just from NXT, from WWE, from GFW, from ROH. It was just an amazing, fun, entertaining, edge-of-your-seat match. And so again, I'm going to be jumping all over the place because everything on this show is so good. Dude, even the tag team match, which is probably what a lot of people thought was going to be, you know, if you had to pick a match that wasn't going to be the best, and if you had to pick a match you may have been least looking forward to the most, it was probably going to be Sanity and the Authors of Pain. I don't think that's unreasonable to say at all. But Alexander Wolfe, right? That's his name, right? Not Killian Dane, not Eric Young. Alexander Wolfe, right? Yeah, I think that's his name. Dude, like, MVP of that match. Nikki Cross, MVP of that match. Monster Mac, our buddy Steve Mac, put on that table spot, though. Like, that, it was this roster, and I'm going to stand corrected on this in terms of lol. They did a 180 and totally, who knows if they even had anything to redeem, to quote, a Dumb and Dumber line, but they did a 180 and totally redeemed themselves. If, you know, and that sounds like condescending, because that means that they had to turn something around. But they did amazing. And again, Adam Cole, Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly. We saw Bobby Fish and we saw Kyle O'Reilly previously, both losing to Aleister Black. Which now you won't even remember because of tonight. You won't remember it. You won't. And now that we apparently have some sort of stable, which was speculated and rumored upon now between with the Ring of Honor guys or the former Ring of Honor guys that are coming in, and I expect other guys to be added soon. And I'm super excited about this. I am over the moon happy that I decided to stay home and watch this show. I could have actually been at my brother and sister-in-law's tonight with some buddies and had some beers and barbecued and stuff, but I had to watch. Like, I didn't know at the time how bad I needed to watch this show, but I needed to watch this show. And if you haven't, obviously you wouldn't be listening to this, but you need to watch this show. I'm going to watch it again. Like, that's how ridiculously good it was. And it's gonna sound like I'm blushing and going all over the place and all this stuff. And it's that type of show. There's a show, you only get a show like this once every so often. And this was one that you gotta watch. All right. Enough rambling right now. Let's get into it. Let's get, I didn't want to do chronological stuff. I wanted to do like most noteworthy and newsworthy. And obviously that came at the end twofold. Drew McIntyre beating Bobby Roode for the NXT Championship, which I did not see coming. I thought Bobby Roode had a lot of life left in. As I take a sip of my delicious Bud Light. I thought he had a lot of shelf life left for the belt. And I did think that the Drew McIntyre push wasn't going where they kind of wanted it to. But, and again, I'll give an MVP not only to Alexander Wolfe, not only to Asuka and Ember Moon, and not only to Johnny Gargano. I haven't even touched on that match yet. And what I think about Gargano and what I think about CN. Morrow, dude, like, MVP of the night. Morrow, the commentator, for those of you, obviously, you all know if you're listening to this. But shout out to Morrow, because he did Ronaldo, Morrow Ronaldo. His last name escaped me. But he made that show. The action was good enough on its own and easily could have sufficed. I could have watched this show on mute and it would have been just as good. But with Morrow and with Corey Graves, and I'll throw Percy Watson in there, even though I'm not the biggest Percy Watson guy on commentary. I liked him as a character when he was in the weird NXT, the get a pro, whatever. But it was, those guys really carried it. Guest commentators like JR. I will say this. It's weird hearing JR do analysis rather than play-by-play. That's a little bizarre, and I'm going to have to get used to that. But sorry, I'm gassy because I just slammed a little bit of the Bud Light. And it's like, I don't even know where to go because I'm literally jumping all over the place now. And I have my notes here that I did take from the show. I mean, obviously, after the ROH guys, the story really is the match of the night. If you had to ask me which match stole the show, I don't think any match stole the show. But if you had to ask me what I enjoyed the most on the show, it was Asuka Ember Moon, man. Like, that was the match to me. And it's amazing because you guys listen to the regular podcast where you hear like me and even like Matt turn away sometimes when the women are on. And I hate that that's sometimes the case, but it's not them, it's the way that they're used. It's the way that they're presented, and it's the Bayley thing not going all that great. Obviously, they're all talented. Obviously, they'll all have amazing matches. But this match, this women's match on NXT was absolutely ridiculous. And Asuka could be a great heel if they wanted her to. I absolutely loved when she had her, when she had Ember Moon, and it wasn't a Fujiwara armbar, but, you know, it's like that armbar where, like, you had, like, the arms, like, between her legs, and she's pushing up, and she's wrenching up on it, and then she's just staring at, like, Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks and Bayley in the front row, and just saying, yeah, this is me. I have the longest reigning championship run in modern WWE history. So, like, go F yourselves, basically, is what she said while she had Ember Moon in this submission hold. I can't, off the top of my head, I don't know. Morrow Ronaldo would know. Morrow Ronaldo. That's stupid, but you know what I mean. It was absolutely one of the, like, hands-down best matches I've seen. Not only, like, here on the show, but just ever. And everything was good tonight. Let me just go through my notes, because I guess there does have to be some sort of a semblance of order here. And I guess I will start chronologically. And let me talk about Johnny Gargano. I love Johnny Gargano, and I think he probably won't get it now based on what we just saw at the end of the show. But I really thought that Johnny Gargano should be in line for a singles run, at least chasing the championship, the NXT championship. But that opinion, that vision is a little misguided now because he still has to feud with Ciampa. So Gargano is easily one of the most over guys in NXT, and he deserves... Here's the two things that I'm thinking. Gargano's going to have his feud with Ciampa, and maybe that'll be TakeOver before Mania. Maybe. That should be the case. But, dude, his match with... Dude, Andre... Like, Thea Trinidad has put so much more into that Andre's character, the Cien Almas character, than he needed it. He desperately needed it. And this match was just so good. I thought Gargano was going to win because I really thought that he was going to... I thought the only way he was going to lose this match is if Ciampa interfered or distracted him. And in a way, vicariously through, what's her name? Vega? Zelina? Zena? Is her name Zena Vega? Whatever. Ciampa vicariously did distract Gargano through Thea Trinidad. And so that loss is fine. I'm okay with that. Even though I do think Gargano does deserve a run with the top tier, with the Roderick Strongs and the Drew McIntyres and the Bobby Roodes. But again, he has to resolve his issues with Ciampa once he gets back. So, dude, that match was so good too, man. Like, it's, again, from top, I don't need to go through, like, all the matches that were good. They were all good. They were all fun. They were all enjoyable. And just when you thought that, like, they couldn't top the match before them, if they didn't top it, they equaled it. So it was just unbelievable show all around. And again, I said Alexander Wolf was MVP of that tag team match. And Authors of Pain, despite what everyone had said about them when they first debuted and how, you know, they weren't NXT like type people, they're doing their thing, man. And I was surprised by that title switch. Really, really was. One thing that caught me off guard a little bit was that they had Eric Young replace Killian Dane. And this is just me nitpicking because the show was, there's nothing wrong with the show at all. Wouldn't you rather have Killian Dane? Wouldn't he substitute for Alexander Wolf just so you'd have the size of Killian Dane against the massive Authors of Pain? But again, it ended up working fine. They did it obviously because of the Nikki Cross table thing, which was such a great optic. Again, jumping all over the place, and I'm only going to do about 20 minutes because it really isn't. We did 3.5 hours on Tuesday with Gino Gatz and Brian XL and Sebastian from Smash Wrestling. So it's what it's clear to me now is that Aleister Black is the guy. And I kind of thought that maybe they would do a double turn. Maybe they will. And maybe Drew Matt. Well, I guess not now because the whole. See, this is where it's like, it's so mind boggling. Like, Adam Cole is now there. He's obviously going to be in the top spot against Drew McIntyre. Maybe. Because Bobby Roode, I'm sure, will still get a rematch on television. And you got to figure Roderick Strong is still kind of there, which is really surprising, too. I thought they would add Roderick Strong and make it a three-way, a triple threat match. But they didn't, which is cool because the match was good. And to top that match with Asuka and Ember Moon, they did a fantastic job. And they did what they had to do, man. And it was just so, so cool. And such a great match and a great thing. A great show top to bottom. And again, it's so weird just going off the rails here all the time. And I put something on Facebook. Hopefully some people responded. No one really did. All right, whatever. It's fun. So, what else? Yeah, it's clear. Aleister Black and Hideo Itami. Dude, that match that match hurt me. Not that it was bad, but the strikes, the everything going on in that match, like the kicks, the hand slaps, everything. And that match delivered what it had to do. That had to be that hard-hitting match, and it was amazing. And Aleister Black is clearly their guy. At least, eventually, he will be their guy. Now, Adam Cole, I don't know what kind of monkey wrench that throws in. I don't think it will throw that big of a monkey wrench because Aleister Black is their guy. He's their guy. So I do expect Aleister Black to end up. I see. That's why I thought Bobby Roode would win tonight. I didn't expect any title changes tonight, and I got two. So that was very unexpected, but very cool. And so now with Red Dragon in, they're obviously going to be gunning for Sanity. Does that mean Sanity turns face? Are we going to see a Ring of Honor type group against the NXT? Or are we going to see a war type situation? I hope we do, because you know how I feel about invasion angles. You know I love them. So, God, all right. Let me just try to get myself together here. Because the Twisted Tees and the Bud Lights were flowing while I was watching this show. So, Asuka, showed that. And this is what I liked about this. I said, I think on a few shows back, that Ember Moon would be the one that beats Asuka. But then me and Matt were talking on a previous show, I forget which episode. But the Mae Young Classic, maybe whoever wins the Mae Young Classic should be the one that dethrones Asuka, which means that they'll have to really nail it. They'll like really have to get the right person to do it because Asuka's been unstoppable. So I think that's where they should go. I think that'd be really cool. I think that'd be a neat story if the winner of the Mae Young Classic is the one that dethrones Asuka. Now, who it is, who knows? But they'd really have to nail it, because that would really make a superstar right away. Winning the Mae Young Classic and then getting the challenge Asuka for the belt, probably at maybe at the TakeOver Mania. I don't know how long the Mae Young Classic is going to go, but at the TakeOver at Mania, maybe you have the winner of the Mae Young Classic challenge Asuka and beat her. And we'll talk about this at length on I'm not sure if we're doing a show on Tuesday, because me and Matt will actually be at SmackDown. My brother got me tickets. So we'll be at SmackDown. Maybe Eddie and Tony will do something, or maybe me and Matt will do something on Wednesday. And we'll talk more and more and more about this in total length. But let me just say this again, and I'm approaching just about, 18, 19 minutes. I'll probably do another 5. Because I don't want to forget anything, because everything on the show was so good. Let me just go back through the card. You had Gargano and Cien Almas was amazing. Dude, again, every match was amazing. One thing I do have a little bit of pet peeve about was the pre-show, and apparently there was a match with the UK guys. I think it was like Pete Dunne and I guess Trent Seven and Tyler Bate, and then I don't know who the other one was. But they should have showed that match. Your pay-per-views get pre-show matches. They should have had that match on TV or on the network instead of, sorry, I thought I heard someone coming into my house. No, instead of just talking and previewing the actual network special. We wanted to see that match. Everyone wanted to see that match. So they should have put that on. The pay-per-view's got a kickoff show, got a kickoff match. The NXT should get a kickoff match. But that's neither here nor there, because the show, I cannot complain about a damn thing on this show. And if you have time to find something to complain about, don't ever watch wrestling again. Because from top to bottom, storyline, match, debuts, character intrigue, surprises, title changes, just pure athleticism in its finest form, you got it tonight. And it was just it was the most fun show I remember having, or I remember watching in a very long time. And I think now Drew McIntyre will now be more over now. Obviously the belt makes him more over, but when he walked out to the ring, he didn't get a standing ovation. They did back and forth chants. They did that. And that was another thing. This crowd was great tonight. It wasn't super like Brooklyn smarty marky marky, but they respected every person in that ring at all times. The only thing I don't get, and I don't know if I talked about this on any show prior, is I don't get the when did when they kick out at two things start? I don't know when that happened, and I don't get it, and I don't really like it, because they do it every single time. Every time someone kicks out, they do it. If someone could tweet at me or the podcast, that Wizards podcast, let me know, because I have no idea when that started, and I have no idea why it started. I have no idea why they do it, and it's just very, very weird. But anyway, like I said, I was only going to do about 20 minutes, because we did 3 hours and change the other night, but I'll just do one last rundown on the show and my thoughts on each match, and my thoughts, again, we'll close it out with my thoughts on the entire show. Opener. Dude, Johnny Gargano, like I said, he deserves a run at the top, but that's not going to happen right now, which is fine, and he's got to do his feud with Ciampa, and of course now, it's top-loaded right now. It's top-loaded at the top, no pun intended. So he will go back with his feud. He might get another match with Cien Almas, who is a very underrated guy. And I think Thea Trinidad, like I said, adds so much more to his character that I believe he needed. And so, again, fantastic match. The most... And again, I'm going back to my whole thing, good match, bad match, enjoyable match, fun match, great way to start the crowd. Johnny Gargano is... is the fans, like, he's the, I guess he's kind of like the Daniel Bryan now, where he is the, he's not the underdog, but he's beloved because he's like a regular guy. He's a regular guy, not a big guy, not a small guy, kind of a guy that you never really thought that the WWE NXT machine would get behind, but they are, and I can't wait for his feud with Ciampa to start back up again once Tommaso is healthy again. Let's go right to the tag team match. Probably one of the, like I said, this is probably the match that people may have had the least expectations for, and that's not an insult because the rest of the card was so good and was so loaded, but these guys totally held their own. Eric Young obviously being inserted in it helped, because that, like, Killian Dane do that amazing table spot with Rakeem or Razor or Razor Ramon or one of those guys, and Nikki Cross, and it was just amazing. And then we went into, what was the next match? Was that Hideo Itami, Aleister Black? Again, exactly what you would, like, want. And this is what was so great, too. Every match was different. So it was super cool. This was your hard-hitting, no bullshit, I'm going to punch you, you're going to punch me, I'm going to kick you, you're going to kick me, we're just going to beat each other up match, which is what it needed to be based on their characters. Hideo Itami is a great heel. I love him as a heel. Aleister Black is obviously the guy that they have in mind as their big star, because, you know, you don't get an entrance like that with the band if you don't have plans for him, and he deserves it. Let's see, I think the next match was, what was the next match? The women's match? How many matches were there? How many matches were there on this show? Gargano? Tag match? Alistair. Yeah, I guess the next match was the women's match, and I can't say enough about this match. Watch this match, people. Watch it. It was fantastic. I love that the ref caught the pulling of the tights. It exposed Asuka as being that kind of like borderline heelish person. So, fantastic. Then you go to the main event. And this match was great. I mean, it was so much fun. The show, that, I guess it's just my review. This might be a lame show, so if you don't want to listen to it, I get it. Approaching 25 minutes. That's really just going to wrap it up. Really was just what I thought of the show, and I couldn't say enough about it. So I'm going to watch it again. And I hope all of you do too, or watch it for the first time, because you need to go out of your way. And we'll talk about it more this week if we do a show. I'm sure we will in some capacity. So, all right, guys. Some plugs, you know, Pro Wrestling Tees, obviously, prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards. Follow us on Twitter at Wizards Podcast. Leave a review on iTunes. Leave a review, you know, on Stitcher. Leave a review everywhere. And just watch this show. And I am going to finish this beer and probably maybe hit the bar. We'll see. Gonna hit the old Uber up. But I know I kind of rambled, and I probably talked way too fast. I probably had a little bit of a Matt Marble mouth, but it really was a great show. And check it out. Again, Shining Wizards Kevin at Kevin Garifo on Twitter, Shining Wizards Kevin on Instagram. Fantastic NXT performance, and tomorrow night at SummerSlam. I mean, we did our predictions last Tuesday, but I don't remember them. So I'm going to give you my, like, up-to-date predictions for SummerSlam. All right, we'll do that. We'll close the show with that. And then I'll let you guys go. Let's see here. Let's get to SummerSlam, boys and girls. All right, so we know the main event is the Fatal 4-Way. I think I'm going to still stay with Roman Reigns. I think I picked him on Tuesday. I don't remember. Because the booze. I think I'm going to go with Jinder Mahal retaining the WWE Championship. I think I said that too. I think I'm going to go with Finn beating Bray. I don't remember if I said that or not. I think I'm going to go with Naomi beating Natalya. I think I'm going to go with Alexa Bliss retaining over Sasha. I don't remember if I said that or not. So I'm either contradicting myself or I'm not. It's really the only two options you could have. I'm going with Randy Orton over Rusev. Or did I pick Rusev over Randy Orton? I don't remember. But I remember I didn't want both Randy Orton and John Cena going over. So I will pick. All right, so here we go. I'll flip a coin here between these two. All right, I'll go. I'll say John Cena beats Baron Corbin Bernstein. And I'll say Rusev beats Randy Orton. But I think both top guys are going to win. They added the six-man tag team match with the Hardys and Jason Jordan versus The Miz and Miz Taraj. Jason Jordan and The Hardys are going to win that. I don't remember if I said Tozawa was going to beat Neville. I think Neville gets the belt back. And what am I missing? I think Big Cass beats Big Show. And I think The New Day retains against The Usos. And, oh, the Tag Team Champions, I think. Ooh, I'm burping. Well, I do think that I did say that Sheamus and Cesaro will win. I think there's a nice little story with Ambrose and Rollins as the Tag Team Champs. So I'll go Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins. I will say that AJ Styles retains over Kevin Owens. Guys, again, thank you very much. Follow us again on Twitter on Wizards Podcast. I already did that. I'm going to send this over to Tony. Hopefully he can put this up. Did about a half hour. Not bad for a little post-game action. And we'll see you. We'll see you hopefully this week. Thank you very much for listening and all of your support. We love it. And again, have a good night, guys.
And his name is John C.
I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, no. Nah.